Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. We are excited to be here. You know, we're a couple minutes later than I expected, but we're getting closer, right? We're getting closer. It's very tough to be on time. I mean, producer Andrea is absolutely a slave driver. She keeps me so busy all the time that it sometimes becomes very difficult for me to get everything done in a timely fashion. So she had an extensive list of work for me today. And it's something. It's something. Wherever I go, it's another yes, dear. I don't know, folks.
Happy Monday.
It is Monday, isn't it? And we had some travel last week, so it was a busy, busy week. But I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be here, and we have big things to do. And, you know, everybody in the mainstream is focused on Biden's next and latest attempt to create World War III. You know, the attack on Israel was serious, but it didn't really turn into anything. We shot the stuff down, whatever. Yeah, everybody is trying so hard to distract from what's occurring here in the United States that it's mind-blowing. And I got to be honest with you, I am not interested in anything but fixing our country right now. We can't do a war in the Middle East. We just can't. How are we going to do it? It's like Ukraine. We can't do that. There's nothing we can do with Ukraine. There's nothing we can do with Israel. We can't even shut our borders down. I mean, we've got terrorists and military-aged Chinese men and Iranians all over this country. Are we going to really look at going to war with Iran when for the last 3 years we've had nonstop, wide-open borders, and we have thousands and thousands of Iranian, monsters that have crossed over the border who may well be terrorists, but I got to tell you, folks, we're not in a position. We're not in a financial position for a war. We're not in a mental condition, right? As a country, we're in a terrible spot right now. We're as divided as we've ever been on everything. We are an absolute mess on everything. And the idea that we could actually go to war in the Middle East with Iran after letting thousands of terrorists from Iran cross the southern border is absurd. We have no money. Our military is depleted. They got rid of a lot of our good soldiers. Not all. We still have some great, great heroes in the military, but a lot of our good soldiers were gone because they didn't want the COVID vaccines, or if they did, they got poisoned and couldn't continue. We've replaced our leadership with a bunch of tranny perverts that look like a clown show. I mean, has anybody seen the picture? There's a great picture of these clowns, a bunch of dudes, ugly, ugly dudes dressed as girls on Truth Social. I just saw, I shared it. It was from Don Jr. Don Jr. posted it. It was a ridiculous thing. But when we look at this and we look at what's going on, folks, we're not in a position to go over and do anything. So, you know, the idea that we're going to just jump over to Israel and say, so I'm not going to focus on that. Instead, I want to focus on what's happening in this country, right? This country, because this country has to be fixed before we can save anybody else. Yes, the United States needs to preserve the free world to the best of its ability, but I'm tired of these warmongers pushing us into war all over the place without any real justification. Is this another WMD thing, right? We just need to go to war everywhere? I fell for that once, right? And you hear what I said, folks? I fell for that once. Back in the day, I thought the Iraqi war was justified. I thought Bush was telling the truth. I didn't know Bush was a crook and a liar, but he was. He was. Welcome to the red pill world, where a lot of the Republicans are no better than the Democrats. But, you know, I'm not going to fall for it again. And right now, you want to talk about a war in another country? Let's make sure that there's no civil war at home. Let's make sure that there's no terrorism at home. Let's make sure that there's no civil unrest at home. I mean, let's fix our own country, and then we'll worry about the next, right? All right. So with that, let's move into J6. J6. This is the more we go, the more we learn about J6, the more clear it is that not only was J6 an insurrection against Donald Trump as opposed to the normal media narrative. But it was an insurrection against Donald Trump that was planned. It had to be planned in part or with knowledge of Republican leadership. I think Mitch McConnell was absolutely aware of the insurrection setup that J6 was. I think Mitch McConnell was a part of it. I think the Rhino Party was a part of it. I say the Rhino Party because the Rhino Party is not the Republicans. America First, MAGA, that's the Republican Party. The Rhino Party is Democrats with an R by their name, right? That's Mitch McConnell and other sellouts. So what does that mean? And by the way, folks, I want to talk about a pet peeve. Okay, I'm going to go on a rant. I'm sorry. I got to go on a rant. Before I get to this, do you know what pisses me off? I'm going to tell you because it's my show. What pisses me off is the fact that I keep hearing these guys. If I hear another Republican tell me, well, loyalty to the party has to trump all, bullshit. How about loyalty to our country? There is no Republican Party without a United States. And if the Republican Party doesn't stand in opposition to the Democrats instead of continually selling out to them, then what's the point? Why have a Republican Party if they're just going to sell out? If they don't stand for what the people who are voting for them believe in, then why have them? But that's the Republican Party of today, with the exception of a handful of warriors that are in Congress fighting like hell. There's a couple of them, right? There's a few of them that are pretty hardcore, and they're doing a great job. Thank you, MTG. Thank you, Matt Gaetz. Thank you, Rand Paul. Rand Paul is actually moving up. I've had some issues with Rand Paul in the past, but he's really moving up my list lately because he's really going after this. And it seems like he's aware. Well, I know he's aware because we sent the stuff. But by the way, I've never spoken to Rand Paul. We've spoken to people in his office. We've spoken to people around him. We sent him all sorts of stuff. He's aware of the CIA stuff and some of these other things, but he's actually doing things on it, which I think is wonderful. So, we've got Rand Paul. We've got MTG. MTG's been a warrior. I love her calling out Johnson. Johnson is an absolute leftist since he's taken the position. He gets into the position. 5 minutes later, he's sold out. It didn't even take him 5 minutes to sell out. Johnson might be the fastest sellout in American history. I mean, this guy was a good guy doing good things, and he sold out so quickly and so completely that we might as well have the Mitch McConnell of the House at this point. What has he stood for? Not a damn thing. Anyways, so don't tell me loyalty to party trumps all. If your loyalty is not to the United States of America, get the hell out of Congress. And that's one of the biggest problems, is the loyalty is not to the United States of America. It's not to the people of America. If you are in Congress and you disagree with America First or making America great, then you have no business in Congress. Because what the hell are you doing there if you're not trying to make America great? If you're not trying to bring America first? We can debate about what to do, but these guys literally don't believe that America should be first. No, we're going to spend $100 billion in Ukraine and not secure our own damn borders. I was just in Detroit. I was in Detroit this weekend. I spoke with Pastor Bernadette Smith and Ibn Ali, who's the nephew of Muhammad Ali. Great man, by the way. I really like this guy, on some different issues. And you know what? You know what? I'm up there and I'm looking at Detroit. We spent over hundreds of, were we at $200 billion yet in Ukraine? I don't know how much we spent, but just obscene amounts of money. Do you know what $5 billion could do to help rebuild Detroit? To help with the infrastructure, to help with the issues? I would vote to give $5 billion to Detroit with strings. I mean, they've got to spend it well. They can't just, buy off corrupt local officials. But I would spend several billion dollars rebuilding Detroit any day. But no, we send that money to Ukraine. Ukraine. They have Nazis in their military. We send it to a country with Nazis in their military openly. Even Reuters in the New York Times have acknowledged that they have a literal Nazi presence in their military. Now, listen, I talked to a person this weekend actually at this event, and good man. And I liked him. And he said, well, but you got to understand that may not be the whole country. I said, you're right. I do understand that. But let me explain something to you. I have certain lines in the sand. If your country supports Nazis, I am not in favor of sending you a penny. And that's how this should be framed. When we're talking about Ukraine and Ukrainian aid, at the end of the day, not one person has asked one elected official, how is it that you're comfortable sending money to a nation that supports Nazis and their military? I want Lindsey Graham to explain to me why we should do that. I want Adam Schiff to explain to me why we should do that. I want Joe Biden. Someone please ask these guys, Mr. President, can you please explain to me how it's okay to support a nation that's openly supporting Nazis and their military when our nation is crumbling? If I have the choice of sending my tax money to a nation that openly allows Nazis in its military, or to rebuilding Detroit, to securing my border, how about fixing some of the crumbling infrastructure in the cities? Hey, you Democrats. Hey, San Francisco. I mean, you have a poop app in San Francisco. You talk about a city that needs help. I'd even support sending them some money to help rebuild them. Any city in this country, I would rather send money to them than a country that supports Nazis and their military. San Francisco's insane. And maybe they would support Nazis and if they had some sort of a local military. I don't know. But we're sending money to a Nazi country. What the hell are we doing? Okay.
Okay, but anything that funds, I was just thinking as you were saying this, why are they, you know, funneling all this money there? We all know it's because they pad their own pockets and there's corruption everywhere, right? But then I started thinking, like, can't they pad their own pockets with taking care of our country? No. That's like the stupidest question ever, because if we have a secure border and we're strong, their agenda doesn't work. I mean, that's the thing is it's like these guys want us to be weak. The only reason why that border is just flying wide open is because there's money being made off of the human trafficking and the drugs and everything. The other side of America. You know, every other country wants to weaken. Not, I shouldn't say every other country. These countries that are attacking us are obviously enjoying that they can control the politicians that are running the show, right?
Absolutely.
Keep them weak, keep them on their knees, and they have plenty of corrupt people in Congress, so let's go.
Well, this is the problem, right? Listen, this isn't a real complicated thing. China, World Economic Forum, they hate a strong America.
Yeah.
They don't like freedom.
Yeah.
So they give 10% to the big guy to put policies in place to destroy the country and that weaken America. These are obviously to weaken America. That's what we're doing. Joe Biden is intentionally weakening America because he's getting 10% for the big guy. Who cares?
Well, and they want Detroit to be obliterated. They want San Francisco to be a nightmare because guess what?
It is.
That's the drugs. The drugs, and that's the attacking America and keeping us weak. These big cities, these blue cities that you can't seem to fix.
No.
There's a reason, folks.
Well, they can fix it. They just choose not to. Look what Rudy Giuliani did with New York.
Yeah.
I mean, it's taken, you know, after he left, it's taken a bit of time, but they've managed to destroy it again. I mean, my kid said, hey, Dad, is New York pretty cool? Can we go visit? I said, no, we can't. I don't want, you know, you can't, I don't even know if you can walk down Fifth Avenue without getting mugged at this point, but I'm not going
to
New York right now.
I told you about the rats. They have like a plague right now because there's so many rats everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that nice? A plague.
There's like a urine rat plague. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, and Clint Hostetler says in the comments, all controlled decline. He's right. He's right.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that in a minute. I got a great video I'm going to play for you guys. So anyways, listen, we'll fix our country before I'm going to support doing anything in any other country. And I do support, I mean, I'm a supporter of all people. I don't want war anywhere. Right. But at the end of the day, we can't intervene in all of these countries around the world if we have this kind of a mess in the United States. So anyways, that's that. But back to J6, because I'm sorry, I got on a rant. I actually didn't plan on going down that that rabbit hole. But J6, right? There's an article in the Daily Mail, and it's right here for anybody watching on video. It's a headline, DC National Guard whistleblowers to say they were ready to be deployed on J6 on Trump's orders hours before, but were held back by Pentagon in bombshell testimony contradicting Capitol Riot Committee story. Okay, what does this mean and what does this say? So the National Guard, Trump ordered the National Guard to be deployed to make sure that J6 was peaceful. The Pentagon disregarded his orders. Someone disregarded Trump's direct orders, and that someone needs to go to jail. Now, Christopher Miley says that he felt threatened into silence about this by the J6 committee. You know, the good bipartisan J6 committee, led by the biggest globalist leftists on the planet, right? I mean, anyone with the last name, I thought when Bush was president that it was conspiracy theory that Cheney was an evil monster. I might have been wrong on that one. Given what his daughter did, that POS, I'm thinking the Cheney family needs to go. There seemed to be cut from the same cloth as the Bush family, but from what I hear, and I know some people that knew Bush before he was president, Bush too, and I'm going to tell you that the basic, what I've been told is that Bush too was an idiot. He was an idiot, but he had the name and had the this, had that, so he got the office. And, you know, to me, when I heard this initially, I thought it was kind of, you know, but this was pre-COVID. This was pre-2020, pre-red pill. Now I'm thinking, no, he probably was. And it was probably just, you know, let's let Cheney do what he's going to do. Because Cheney was definitely pulling a lot of strings. But this is mind-blowing, right? So this confirms everything that Donald Trump said. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I have been saying, and I want you to mark my words, and you know, this won't be reported when it's proven, but trust me when I tell you where this is going. J6 was an insurrection against Donald Trump. That will eventually be shown. What I don't know whether or not it will come out is that Mitch McConnell, I believe, was absolutely aware and involved. I believe Mitch McConnell and a number of other high-level Republicans were aware of J6, and we're supporting it. I think that this was planned with Nancy Pelosi, with Mitch McConnell. I think it was a uniparty plan to eliminate Trump. This was part of the insurance policy against him. Remember, they had to take Trump out. They stole an election. They had to make sure that they could steal an election. I mean, look at all that they did to try and push sanctions on good attorneys who brought good cases, because they want to make sure no one can challenge them stealing the next election. Stealing the elections is core to everything, but you can't steal elections without COVID, without this, without that. So, I mean, you know, it's a chicken and egg thing. What's the worst thing? But this was absolutely planned. It's absolutely a disaster. And the fact that we now have this, whoever disregarded Trump's orders is responsible for this. They should be in jail. And if Miley was aware of this and didn't speak up, I think we need to look at what sort of laws he broke. I don't care if he felt pressured by the J6 committee. He had a duty. He had a moral, legal, and ethical obligation to speak up. And I don't know what the hell kind of piece of shit this guy is, but you can't hide behind your service to this country as if your service to this country was tainted by you being such a coward that you wouldn't tell the truth. This is a coward. I'm sorry. I don't give a damn how many medals, how many stars, how much his uniform is worth. I don't give a damn. If Christopher Miley knew this and didn't have the balls to speak up, then Christopher Miley is a goddamn coward. He's an embarrassment to the uniform, an embarrassment to this country. We have J6 political prisoners sitting in jail rotting, and this guy didn't have the balls to tell the truth? This guy should be ashamed of himself, and he's an embarrassment to the uniform, folks. He's an absolute embarrassment to the uniform. If this is true, This guy is an embarrassment. Now, I will openly tell you, I don't have the honor of saying that I served our country. I was a fireman for a while. That's as close as I got. I was going to sign up. I played football instead in college. In a lot of ways, I wish I would have served our country directly in that way. But in other ways, you know, the path that I took led me to where I am. I will tell you one thing. While I may never have donned the uniform, I can assure you I wouldn't have been, air quotes, pressured into lying about an insurrection against our sitting president, against our nation, to preserve my own ass. That's cowardice. That is cowardice of the highest level. I hope I'm wrong about this. I hope I'm wrong about this. But what I can tell you is, as I look at this, this story is monumental, and this proves, it goes a long ways to proving a lot of what I've been saying. J6 was a plan. It was a planned insurrection against Donald Trump. And now this is coming out more and more, and we're seeing all this stuff that's going on. Listen, folks, I want to know who's going to jail for this. I want to know who's going to jail. I want to see the guys that lied about this. I think they should be held as political prisoners with the same rights as our J6 defendants. How about that? How about that? This is bombshell, folks, on a massive scale. Literally, for this freaking coward to actually have the balls to say he felt threatened into silence. I thought you were wearing the uniform. The uniform means that you voluntarily put your life on the line for this country. You're willing to take a bullet for this country. But you were threatened into telling. So let's talk about bravery. Let's talk about bravery in uniform. The guys who are out there on the battlefield carrying their guns and getting shot at, those guys are heroes. That's bravery. That's courage. The people that led them and worked their way up, that's great. At some point, oh, I'm sorry, not Miley. It's Christopher Miller. I'm sorry, and I want to apologize. It's not Miley. I keep saying Miley, but it's Christopher Miller. Please, 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 correction, correction, correction. Christopher Miller, not Miley. If Christopher Miller is telling me that he put this uniform on but didn't have the balls to fulfill his duty, how is that any better than anyone else who walked off the front lines? How is that better than any other traitor that was too cowardly to stand with their brother? Listen, I'm not saying that everybody's willing to take a bullet for this country, but don't put on the uniform, act like you're a leader, and then do this. Christopher Miller, not Miley. I apologize sincerely on that for the mistake. But Christopher Miller threatened into silence. Threatened. Former acting defense secretary Christopher Miller. He kept his mouth shut because he was too afraid to speak up. He was too afraid of the J6 committee. Meanwhile, the people serving under him are willing to take a bullet for this country. But this coward, he can't even speak up because it might affect his ability to get paid off by more defense contractors. It might affect his position, might affect whatever. This is horseshit. His people are out there. His people, the people that he's supposed to be leading, are out there willing to die for this country. And he can't even tell the truth, because he felt threatened by the J6 committee. Oh, you poor baby. That is cowardice, folks. Support us on Tom Wren's show, the America Out Loud Network on iHeartRadio. Support us at TomWrens.com. Hey, check us out. We got some cool t-shirts. We got some cool things. We're doing a lot of stuff with TomWrens.com. And by the way, we're going to have some major announcements coming up, because we're getting ready to launch a whole nother wave of lawfare, a whole nother wave of this, a whole nother wave of that. We're really, really moving hard here. We've been kind of quiet on a lot of fronts for a while, but it's not because we aren't doing anything. It's because we've been working behind the scenes to build things, and we're getting ready to do some big things. Believe me, the fight for freedom hasn't gone slow on our end. it's expanded, if anything, and we're about to expand it a lot more. So please go to timerens.com, donate, check out our shop, buy our stuff, support us, and listen to Time Rens on the America Out Loud Network. You can find us on Rumble, on Twitter, everywhere. We're all over the place.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutLoud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutLoud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of 5-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutLoud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
So, okay, we've discussed this cowardice, and it makes me sick. I want to move on to another crook in office, probably the biggest crook, one of the most mind-blowingly corrupt people I've ever seen. This, you want to know what might be the greatest thing that Donald Trump ever did? And maybe the Republicans. This might be the best thing the Republican Party did. Last decade, Donald Trump made sure that we do not have Merrick Garland. Not having Merrick Garland was one of the best things that anyone could ever do for us, right? Merrick Garland is literally the worst thing I've ever seen. And Merrick Garland, I got to be honest with you, folks. I've just never seen a more corrupt official wearing the, I mean, he's the embodiment of the problem with the law legal system right now. And they were going to put him on the Supreme Court. Good God. All right. So Merrick Garland hates the Second Amendment. I like guns. I'm of the opinion that the only problem that there is with guns is that people don't have more of them and more bullets. I think that good, honest people can never have too many guns or too many bullets, because there's no better way to make sure that bad people can't do things than for good, honest people to have the ability to stop them. Right. At the end of the day, you can say what you want, but the world is governed by the aggressive use of force. Rush Limbaugh, God rest his soul, used to talk about this all the time. We live in a world where at the end of the day, whoever's got the bigger gun controls things. And so if bad people have the guns and good people don't, then bad people control things. It's just that simple. So Merrick Garland knows this, and he wants to make sure no good people have guns. And the Justice Department is now pushing a new rule to update the definition of, air quotes, engaged in the business. And engaged in the business as it applies to firearms dealers, right? So let's think about this. If you if you're a gun dealer, if you're a a gun shop person, what's that mean? You imagine that you've got a shop that you sell guns out of and bullets out of, and it's a little store that you go into and people buy guns there. I think that's engaged in the business of firearms dealing, right? That's what that means to me. Well, Merrick Garland wants to change that. Now, imagine that you're just some guy like me. Maybe you're a lawyer. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you're a garbage man. Maybe you're a contractor. And you've got some guns, and you want to get rid of one of your guns, and you want to get a different gun, right? So you want to go to sell one of your guns, and you want to get a different gun. And so you go and you go to a gun show, and you set up. You say, "Hey, I'm going to get rid of my gun, and I'm going to get a different gun." Well, apparently, according to Merrick Garland, you should have to register and do a background check on whoever you're selling your gun to, so that the government, and the background check isn't really because Merrick Garland gives a damn about whether anybody's got a gun. It's because he wants to know who has the guns. This is about the government knowing who has the guns. This isn't about guns, right? If they cared about who has the guns, if they cared about the guns, they would try and take the guns away from the illegals crossing the borders. They'd try and, not run guns to Mexican drug cartels. That's not the issue, right? They don't care about bad guys having guns. They want to make sure that patriots and conservatives don't have guns. And a lot of patriots and conservatives buy or sell their guns at gun shows. Now, being at a gun show and selling a gun or two doesn't mean that you're engaged in the business of firearms dealing. The idea that you can't sell a gun to someone is absurd. I mean, think about the overreach here, right? If they can say, if the federal government, and here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say anybody who sells a gun must be engaged and there's got to be a background check. Now, let's think about this in terms of law. Now, everybody's going to say Second Amendment. And yes, there's Second Amendment implications. But let's look further. Let's look at the implication in terms of the Commerce Clause and some of that. First of all, in terms of the Commerce Clause, understand, if they can say someone who's selling a gun or two at a gun show is engaged in the business, then that means that they can regulate every single item of commerce on this planet. That means that I can't, that means if they want to tell me that I got to get a license to sell you my motorcycle, or to say, I read a book and I'm going to, maybe I read 50 books and I got too many books sitting on my shelves. And so I'm going to sell them. And so I'm going to have a little garage sale. I'm going to sell my books. I got to get a license for that. Because if I'm engaged in the business, if engaged in the business can be can apply to an individual that once in a while sells something, then the federal government can literally regulate everything we do. I can't barter with you then, right? I can't barter with you. If the government can do that, that would effectively mean that everything I do, if I want to give my brother a book that I read, if I want to give a friend of mine a something like that, what it would mean is that all of that could be regulated down to a single transaction, right? If a single transaction means engage in the business, and then you can regulate everything. So this is a major overreach, even without the Second Amendment implications. Then there's the fact that this is an obvious misrepresentation of the law. The Congress never intended for them to regulate single or small transactions. They said engage in the business. You're not engaging in the business under the plain meaning of the meaning that it had when this law was passed. If you're selling a couple guns at a gun show, this is in no way, shape, or form legal. It is absolutely not the law. Only a bad faith interpretation of the law could account for this. This is a government agency looking for a loophole. This administrative agency does not have the right to change the plain meaning of the law. This is not going to a gun show and selling a single gun or a couple guns is not mean you're engaged in the business of firearms dealing. It just means you sold a couple guns. It is mind-blowing how far this overreaches. This is a violation of separation of powers as well as an issue with the Commerce Clause, because an administrative agency does not have the right. The major questions doctrine that was just established by the Supreme Court in the last few years, you do not have the right as an administrative agency to do this. This is a major, major question. It is a complete violation of that doctrine. But Merrick Garland doesn't care because Merrick Garland is a lawless piece of shit. Sorry, did I say that? That's too nice. He's much worse than that. I'm going to try to behave. Folks, I'm all fussy today. These stories are pissing me off. I mean, what a piece of garbage. But yet, right now, we're going to regulate one guy selling a gun at there. But we're going to want to focus our efforts on that, right, Merrick Garland? Meanwhile, you want us to all look over at wars in the Middle East and wars in Ukraine. Don't look at what you're doing, you freaking crook. See how good I was? I didn't say that.
You crook, you fudging crook. So the angle that you're coming from the attorney side is saying, you know, basically, and we've been saying this, like, we're living through, you know, the beginning of, like, World War II Germany. We're, like, in it. They peel back what they're doing is they're just destroying our freedoms one little step at a time. And people aren't noticing, like, what you're talking about. This is a precedent. And in courts, this becomes law, right? One corrupt judge makes a horrible ruling, we all pay the price because all of a sudden that's case law. So same with our politicians, our legislators, our leaders. Once one of them, like what we're seeing in California and a lot of these horrible bills going on in Hawaii and all over, say that that's rightfully so, that this can become law, that this legislation is good for society, and they all say, oh, this is a good idea, there's no getting that back. It's just like our taxes increasing. They're never going to peel our taxes back. They're not going to go, oops, we've been charging you too much. We'll adjust taxes now. Yeah. No.
They never go down.
Once they take your freedoms away like this is not only a slippery slope. This is so anti-freedom, anti-constitution. I mean, they literally are just like making a mockery like that of our constitution. Like, oh, you think that's cute?
The Second Amendment doesn't like the constitution. It's a limitation to his power and authoritarianism.
And he wants us to be safe. I saw a meme online where someone with the Second Amendment stuff, I love when people who stand on this side of it, where, you know, take all the guns away. They said, you know, it was some sort of analogy of like between, you know, parenting a toddler. Like if my toddler went up and hit another kid with a bat, I'd say, don't do that, but I'd definitely take the bat away. Do you understand how psychotic that sounds? Like that was pro take the guns away. So you're saying you're my father, right? And you're going to take the thing away. Like we're children, like big daddy government can control us. And then you're saying that the tool, again, a gun is a tool. It's like a shovel. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? It's like, again, you're making that analogy of they can stop commerce with anything. It's true. Yeah. Like the shovel, when do we say that shovels are going to be banned and you can't get them at hardware stores? I mean, that's really how insane this is.
So here's a little piece of trivia for you, right? So, you know, I mean, I've been in martial arts my whole adult life and most of my childhood. And one of the things that's interesting, you know, you look back here, I got my axes, I got spear, and I got a whole collection of awful things that just, I'm in great shape for the zombie apocalypse, folks. Just know if there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm set. Yeah, I'm not, even if I run out of bullets, I got enough other stuff. We're golden.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm gonna run out of bullets. I'm in good shape. If I run out of bullets, we're in big trouble. But you know, here's the thing. Did you know that, do you know where, you ever look at like the martial arts weapons and think, well, how the hell did they come up with that? Right?
Yeah.
Like a sai. Like a sai is a great example. Mm-hmm. So a sai is a short, it's not a sharp blade, it's a round blade. And it's got two prongs that are very long on either side, right? Do you know where sais came from? They were planting tools.
Mm-hmm.
They used them to poke holes in the ground so you could drop the seed in.
Mm-hmm.
You know why those became weapons? Because they disarmed the people in that part of the world in that period of time. And so the people had to find something to protect themselves with. So they did whatever they could. One of the things, you didn't have the machine guns back then. So you had different things, but you know, maybe you weren't allowed to own the right type of sword or the right type of this or the right type. Mm-hmm. So instead, the people found alternative ways to defend themselves.
Yeah, because things you like have to defend yourself.
Yes.
I mean, we're seeing this in Paris. You know, we saw all of a sudden
the stabbings,
sword wielding
psychopaths,
crazy people on the streets slicing.
You cannot.
People up. When you take guns away, does your city become safer?
No.
Period. Has that ever worked in the history of time? Ever?
If you're willing to sacrifice your freedom for safety, you'll have neither. I mean, that's as clear as day. And the best way to be safe is to make sure you can defend yourself, right? Because even if you got rid of guns from lawful people, the unlawful people aren't going to get rid of them. And what are you going to do? Wait for the police to come when someone breaks into your house? Hey,
and the government,
police, someone broke into my house. There's no guns here, but you know, it's all good.
Well, and the government always have their guns. And then the politicians always have their security guys with their guns. They just want to take your guns away.
Yeah, I love when
what happens when the government becomes the tyrannical force, which is what we've seen since the dawn of time. Pick up a history book and pull your head out of your ass.
I really love when I see the celebrities telling us about no guns.
Oh, yeah. And they have their security guards.
18, you know, huge security guards that are 9 foot tall, 600 pounds, have been training for their whole lives and have more guns than I can count. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't need guns, people. Okay. Well, you don't need security then.
Exactly.
Anyways, all right. So this whole thing, here's the thing. Merrick Garland, moral of the story, literally one of my least favorite people on the planet. The fact that they haven't tried to impeach him is mind-blowing. Merrick Garland should not only be impeached, in my opinion, he is an embarrassment to the legal profession and one of the worst people on the planet.
He's high up there with our enemies, the people who want to destroy America. They're sitting there going, we love this guy. They're like, they're like eating their popcorn going, we need more of this guy.
Yeah, we need
anyone
more
who
Garland
wants to destroy our country loves Merrick Garland.
All right. One next story here. And I want to look over here. Right. So let me show you this, folks. This is serious. San Francisco proposal would allow lawsuits over grocery store closures. Seriously. So if San Francisco, if the policies in San Francisco result in you being unable to keep your business open, right? So in San Francisco, they've made it legal to shoplift and to steal, and throughout California, essentially. You can shoplift, you can steal, you won't be prosecuted, there's no problem. It's all good. You do whatever you want. So if those policies, you know, I mean, so, and I want you to think about this, folks. So if you go into the grocery store and you steal all your groceries, no one can do anything about it, right? So I don't know why anybody would pay for groceries, but okay. So as a result, a lot of stores are going out of business. So if your grocery store is robbed constantly and you end up going out of business because you can't make any money, well, now you apparently have to find a way to keep your grocery store open for 6 months and ask San Francisco for some sort of special permit or something to close down your grocery store. So apparently if you're going bankrupt, you should go more bankrupt. If you're going bankrupt because of San Francisco's policies, you should go more bankrupt. This is one of the most mind-blowingly illegal laws I've ever seen. This is not only unconstitutional, it's utter idiocy.
And San Francisco's been doing this for a long time. It's like they've been this little, like, they're like, let's test this out. So my family, my dad lived in San Francisco for, you know, 20 plus years.
I'm sorry.
Aunt, brothers, I know. So I grew up visiting San Francisco. I live close to San Francisco. And
I'm sorry, do you smell it?
I love that city because I grew up going there. It's sad to see what it's turned into.
You mean you love what that city used to be before
I loved what that city used to be. But I just want people to know this is real. Like you go to San Francisco. My brother actually married a gal from London and they moved to San Francisco and she was horrified. They have this beautiful apartment. You know, he's a lawyer. He makes great money. They're a young, cute couple excited to live in the city. And she's horrified because she walks out of her beautiful apartment and walks right into basically piles of shit and homeless people right in front of the building.
Well, this is it.
This has been going on for like,
if you need a poop app
in San Francisco, they have a poop app there. This really is happening. When you walk the streets, this is happening. And what I was going to say about the illegal activity, when you have a car, and this has, again, been going on for more than a decade there. When you own a car in the city and you have it parked in the streets, almost every single car in that city has broken windows because they've legalized anything that's what, like 5,000 or less or something petty. Yeah. So all the windows in every single car have been bashed in and every car gets vandalized constantly. You can't keep anything in your car and your windows are going to be broken if they're parked in the streets of San Francisco. This has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, I want people to think about that. Imagine that you wanted to go home and, you know, whatever. But before you got out of your car every day, you had to make sure there was nothing in there that people could steal and then open your windows so that nobody had to break
them. Exactly. That's exactly what's been going on.
Isn't that a place you want to live? Congratulations, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. You not only suck more than any other place in the country, you're now getting worse because Dean Preston introduced the Grocery Protection Act. Dean Preston, who is a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, introduced an act that now is going to try and force stores that are going out of business because of Dean Preston's policies to request permission to shut down. Dean Preston, you're a dumbass. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. All right. That's that. I want to play this. By the way, go to TomRens.com. Support the Tom Renz Show on the America Out Loud Network, on Rumble, on Twitter. Share. Get this show out there. We need your help sharing the show. We need your help promoting the show. Got to get it going. We want to make sure that this show continues to grow. By the way, we're growing a lot. We're growing a lot. You know, some little startup type show out of nowhere. I'm pretty proud of what we're doing here. We're growing a lot of growth. Obviously it's all a credit to producer Andrea. But I'm pretty proud of what we're doing. And so please help us. The Tom Renz Show on the America Out Loud Network, on Twitter, on Rumble, on Locals, on Substack. We're all over the place. Please share, follow, donate, support us at TomRenz.com. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I want to play this for y'all folks. This is, for those of you that don't know what it is that we're facing, this is a great, great, great clip. And this is, I think, originally from InfoWars. I'm not sure. But I Liberty Daily posted it, and I'm going to share it because it's a really, really important clip. So here we go. And this speaks for itself. This really does speak for itself. This lunatic represents... this is really what Bill Gates and the globalists are standing for. Here we go.
In one way or another, we are so far, globally, you are so far above the population and the consumption levels, which can be supported by this planet, that I know in one way or another, it's going to come back down. So I don't.
Okay. So this guy, this is the premise, right? Our country cannot be supported. Our nation cannot support, or world cannot support the population. So the premise is there's too many people and we got to get rid of them because we can't, the world can't support the people, right? Okay, hold on.
I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way.
Wait. We have to have less people, but he wants it to occur civilly. So he wants to kill you in a civil way, folks. Hold on.
I mean civil in a special way. Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy, but it means that conflict isn't solved through violence.
Wait. Understand that he means that there's no violence towards the globalists who are killing you, right? He doesn't want you to fight back. That's what that means.
Force. But rather in other ways. And so that's what I hope for.
Poisoning our food supply.
That we can...
Starving people.
I mean, the planet can support something like 1 billion people. Maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion probably if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. It's unfortunate.
He's advocating for a global dictatorship. This jackass is advocating for a global dictatorship. Or killing, 7 billion people. Does it sound like Hitler?
See, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sentence. So we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7. So we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, so that people share the experience and you don't have a few rich
being murdered,
trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So those are my hopes. I mean, these are pretty pessimistic hopes, but I mean, that's what lies ahead.
Yeah. Did you get all that, folks? Did you get all that?
In one way or
Now, I've got other videos on, and those videos show all sorts of things, including Bill Gates talking about it and all these other people talking about it. But that clown is tied in with the WEF, and that's really just an admission of what they're trying to do. They want to peacefully and quietly kill you through the food supply, through famine, through policy, through this, through that, mRNA jabs, fake diseases. They're going to continue to kill everybody, right? This is their goal. I don't know, folks. I just don't know. We're either gonna fight back or not. I mean, this guy literally just advocated. I really hope we can peacefully kill 7 billion people. He literally said he hopes that we can peacefully kill 7 billion people. He makes Hitler look like an amateur. Our world can't support this many people. How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Has anybody ever asked these guys? I mean, I love the global warming crowd, right? So the global warming crowd, oh, the climate, it's going to destroy us. What's the weather going to be next week? I don't know. Hey, why is it that the weather, when they predict the weather next week, why is it always wrong? Always. But yet somehow we're supposed to believe that these jackasses can tell us what's going to happen over the next 100 years. What, they've been wrong every time. I remember Al Gore's hockey stick. That's gone. How is it that these guys who have perpetually been wrong in every single case are somehow people? They're not doing this because of climate. They're not, folks. That's the dirty secret. This has nothing to do with climate change. This is about power and control. And for some reason, these psychopaths are hell-bent on just killing people. I don't know what else to say. I don't know. Anyways, I thought that that was a pretty profound statement. I thought it was something that we all needed to look at.
I'd love to hear the reasoning. These people that are playing God. I mean, one of our, I put it in the feed here on Twitter, but what is it? Osai, are you soft? I don't know how to say his name, but he's on our feed all the time. And he said, you know, more people mean more CO2, which is increased plant growth. And we talk about this with, you know, short stack Frankie Rodriguez all the time. If you look at the science of CO2 and carbon and all this stuff that we talk about, there's actually more plant growth. And, you know, you and I were watching a clip where, you know, Bill Gates is talking about, you know, someone says, you know, some people say that all we really would have to do to fix our, you know, environmental issues is plant more trees. And he goes, well, those people are idiots. Okay, well, at what point is becoming God? And, you know, where's their logic coming from? So tell me again why more people is a problem. Like honestly. And then other people in our chat too are talking about drive through the states of Texas and Nevada and Kansas and tell me there's too many people. Like, you've seen Nevada. Tell me there's too many people.
Yeah. I was just in Nevada and then I flew. So obviously I flew throughout the whole state because I was in a couple different, I was in both Reno and Las Vegas. Then I had to go to California. So I can tell you, there are vast sections of real estate in this world that are really completely unoccupied. Mm-hmm. And some aren't even bad. You know, I mean, that's desert. So, you know, there's a lot of places, folks. At the end of the day, we have a bunch of psychopaths trying to kill us. They're trying to steal our freedom. They're trying to destroy our country. They're trying to damage us in a profound way. The question is whether we, the people, are going to stand aside and allow it to happen. I mean, we got to get Trump back in. We've got to do a lot of things, but we've got some major work to do on this. And we've got some serious, serious issues that we're facing as Americans, and we need to focus there. We need to focus there. We cannot be getting into more wars, getting into more this, getting into more that. You know, we got War Clandestine. You know, he's a big guy on X, and he posts a lot about this, and he's got a pretty good position on it. You know, we just got to get out of the warmongering. We've got to get out of this stuff. We just cannot continue fighting wars that we have no way to win, no way to support. It's a disaster. So, anyways, folks, support us at TomRens.com, the America Out Loud Network, on iHeartRadio and elsewhere. Support TomRens.com and the Tom Renz Show. We're on Twitter. We're on X. We're all over the place. Locals, check us out on Locals. If you subscribe to our Substack, you can get the show there. But we're all over the place. Please help us to continue this fight, to continue keeping people moving, and to continue doing what we're doing. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon.